This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The 1,600 people or so that may have had some information in a screen scrape grabbed. But again, the way it's going out, the way it was encrypted, very, very low probability of that. But the issue is, normally these hacks go on for years. What was it, 88 million Yahoo financial accounts that got exposed over, what, 5-6 years? 22 million plus U.S. government employees, their families, everything scraped. That went on for years. This happens for less than one day. And magically, the media is notified about it. So, again, everything points towards it being put on there so they could engage in economic sabotage and just try to embarrass us. And you read these sickening articles. This is just one of them that I'm giving you a flavor for. Then we're going to go back to break and come back with our special guest. They go on here in this Fast Company article to tell you what they're really going for here. It would seem that selling products directly on the site is one of the only reliable ways for Jones to bring in revenue, and now it seems even that was hampered. For now, Jones tells ZDNet the problem is fixed. So instead of chancing their data privacy, those buying InfoWars products are merely putting their bodily health at risk. And that's what the average article's like. I'm a criminal. I'm scum. I'm ripping you off. You could get hurt taking my products. I've got this shoddy shopping cart that, you know, that's got this malware on it, and this is all going on. Meanwhile, 1 in 5 shopping carts at any one time is infected with the stuff. We have a bunch of big companies, people watching it. They scanned it, said, yeah, it's not there. Because it was put into code so that they could point at it and say, don't shop with Alex Jones. And then we knew what the articles would be. Don't shop with him. They're everywhere trying to take our payment processors away. They're everywhere trying to bankrupt us and shut us down so we can't stand up for the republic and basic freedom. And now this. Again, most hacks go for months, sometimes years of this type. But magically, the hack came out of the Netherlands and then Lithuania, supposedly. You can bounce it from anywhere. But thank goodness security researchers in the Netherlands caught it pretty much instantly when it started happening and then reported to the media so that we could get it fixed. We're really very thankful to the folks over in the Netherlands. Whatever's going on here, but this is classic. And if you go to the Vault 7 that WikiLeaks released, it's the leftist inside the CIA, not the whole agency, and other intelligence agencies had tools way beyond all this, and how to frame people, how to do fake hacks to then discredit people, and it's an exact way to do this, and folks understand how these operations are run. This is a reign of terror, and I'm not worried about InfoWars. I'm worried about the whole country and the whole world because the election stealing that's ongoing, the fraud that we're seeing, the censorship, the calls for overthrowing President Trump and then having civil emergency and martial law, and then the Democrats run around and say that that's not happening, and the media says that, it is just a new world. Now, we have a special guest joining us. You happen to be a Democrat, but there are some still good Democrats out there. And I'm familiar with some of his work. I haven't read the book yet, but look forward to it. I've heard it's a great book. Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order. And we'll talk to John Milkovich when we come back on the other side. And we're going to get into who Mueller really is and what he's done in the past. You know, helping Whitey Bulger carry out hits and murders. That's Mueller's job. Transferring uranium to the Russians for Hillary. That's Mueller's job. Framing people for the anthrax attacks. That's Mueller's job. He's a really nasty dude. And so we're going to talk to Louisiana State Senator on the other side about this book. And again, here's another person that has courage. Because you write something about this gangster, Leftwise, they might come after you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Do us. Do us, bitch.
You know, I really hate tyranny. What about you, folks? So, yesterday we had Roger Stone, and we had one of his lawyers on, Tyler Nixon. And he'd been called before the grand jury. And there, lo and behold, guess who walks into the room all secretly? No one had known because the media is told to not report on it, and they follow orders. Guess who the lead prosecutor is under Mueller? It's Hillary Clinton's personal attack dog lawyer. And you're like, that's an incredible conflict of interest. That's over the top. Crazy. Why not make Hillary the judge? Well, why not? I mean, Hillary's talking about running for president again. Because the Republicans have rolled over and let the deep state Dems start stealing all these elections, so why not? And that's the point I've been getting at as we've entered a brave new world. And, you know, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, there were Democrats I liked, there were Republicans I liked. I didn't like Republican blue bloods. I didn't like George Herbert Walker Bush, the establishment. But now, this is another subject for our guest, the National Democratic Party, led by Hillary Clinton still and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Nancy Pelosi, just seems to have no bottom. Now, our guest, John Milkovich, is humbled and honored to represent Louisiana, Senate District 38. His priorities of this term include strengthening the Second Amendment protections, defending traditional marriage, fighting abortion, working to get rid of Common Core, protecting the right of citizens, including principals, teachers, and coaches to express their faith. You're like, wow, this sounds like Congressman Scalise or something. Well, there are districts where conservatives have to run as Democrats. That's the secret here. He's passionate about working to prevent an unfair share of the tax burden from being imposed upon small businesses and families and senior citizens. He wrote the book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, in opposition to the witch hunt that has been perpetrated against the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And now they're segueing out of the Russiagate thing as that fraud comes to a close. To Trump shouldn't question these elections. But they're questioning the election of Trump with no evidence. We have evidence of Broward County and all other places classically pulling up with trucks and bringing in ballots illegally and all of this. And the counties had people convicted doing this over and over again. It's just insane. So there's a lot of things to talk about. But I guess we should get in the book itself and who is Robert Mueller, because this is a window in to these people. We're all sick of Russiagate. We're sick of the mainstream media's coverage of it. Who is Robert Mueller? He's a really bad guy. State Senator, thanks for coming on with us. What made you decide to write this book?
Listen, it's great to be here, Alex. Look, I think we start with the fact that whether you like him or not or agree or disagree with everything that he's done, I think the reality is that Donald Trump is an outsider. And Robert Mueller's come after him tooth and nail, obviously with an agenda to take him out as part of the deep state. And I think Dr. Corsi, your good friend, has done a great job saying that there is a plan to take President Trump out by whatever means, whether ethical or not. And so let's look at Robert Mueller. Is he a man of the type of moral integrity and character that we can entrust with this historically and constitutionally monumental task? And the answer is absolutely not. If you look at his career over a period of 30 years, he's been orchestrating cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. What's his modus operandi? It's persecuting the innocent, letting the guilty go free, covering up for globalist insiders and high roller, international high rollers. And because Donald Trump is an outsider, because he believes in American sovereignty, because he's standing up for the preservation of America and fighting against the economic and cultural erosion of America, of course he is in the sights of Mueller and his globalist directors.
Let's get into some of the book. I mean, I haven't read it yet, but I've scanned over it. And I believe me, I know a lot more about Mueller than I want to know, but I actually learned some things just recently, spending 10 minutes scanning it over. But this guy is covering up 9/11 and the murder of John O'Neill, who was a good FBI agent, and just everything he does. This guy is super bad news. BCCI. Let's start and run through the book.
Well, thank you, Alex. And by the way, I really want to thank you for the work that you're doing on behalf of the American public, on behalf of our republic. I think we all need to be praying for your safety and continued health and good work. Listen, we can start with Whitey Bulger. He's the Irish mafia. And not only was Whitey Bulger operating a reign of terror in Boston, but he was assisted by FBI agents. Well, who is in the geographic and temporal epicenter of Whitey Bulger's FBI reign of terror? Robert Mueller. He's either the assistant U.S. attorney or the U.S. attorney from 82 to 87. What did he do to stop Whitey Bulger or the federal agents that were protecting him? And according to many several reporters, they were actually helping Whitey Bulger commit and cover up murders. Robert Mueller didn't lift a finger, didn't say a word, didn't indict anyone, didn't arrest anyone, didn't prosecute anyone, didn't investigate anyone, didn't even expose anyone. He basically took a powder so that the FBI and a Boston mobster could terrorize the city. Let's move on to Pan Am 103. Pan Am 103 was, according to rank and file CIA agents, a closed and shut case. This was a Med Jibril assisted by the Iranians and the Syrians that took out this flight. Murdered 270 people, and in fact, Robert Baer, a CIA agent, said, look, well, there was not even a question among CIA agents at the time. He said it was unanimous among the rank-and-file CIA people that this was a hit that in which Iran and Syria were involved. But what happens is Bush Sr. says, look, we're going into the Gulf War. We don't want to get Iran and Syria mad. So let's
blame Libya.
Switch gears. Let's blame Libya. So they, Alex, arrested two Libyan intelligence officers who had nothing to do with the Pan Am bombing, sent one of them to prison. One of them was actually acquitted. And who goes free? Ahmed Jibril goes free, the international drug ring, CIA assisted drug ring that he's operating with. And by the way, there's CIA fingerprints on the Pan Am 103. There was a U.S. Army Major Charles McKee who was flying from Europe to America to blow the whistle on a CIA drug-assisted ring that was trafficking heroin into America on December 21st, 1988, when that plane blew up, so did Charles McKee. And the investigation by people that the professional investigators, Interfor, the Israeli investigative agency, private agency, said that, look, the CIA control gave the final go-ahead for the flight to continue when officers on the ground could have stopped it. And there goes 270 people. There goes U.S. Army Major, highly decorated Major Charles McKee and his federal agents. We're going to blow the whistle on the CIA drug wing. So bottom line, the federal agents had had the goods on who did that bombing. And because of politics, the investigation was redirected, rerouted. Who gets brought in to help the cover up? Robert Mueller. Let the guilty persecute the innocent. Let the guilty go free. And there are CIA fingerprints on that, a Med Jibril. And what was the evidence? And I want to be brief because I know we have much to cover. But, Alex, there was federal agents that had intercepted conversations between Iran and a Med Jibril contracting to take out an American airliner. They had even intercepted the goods that Iran paid Jibril, $1 million before the bombing, $10 million after the bombing. Jibril was bragging about it. His terrorist cell got caught with bombs about a month or two before the bombing. It was just like the bomb that was used to take Pan Am 103. Look, this is a close and shut case for conscientious federal agents, but instead they let it happen, and Mueller...
Stay right there. We're going to go to break and come back to this history. Robert Mueller, Aaron Boyd of the New World Order with State Senator of Louisiana, John Milkovich. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And remember, listeners, they're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. They're trying to shut us down because we're talking about these things. Once we're shut down, they can then really demonize us and come after us physically, you name it. So it's really important Infowars stay here for a lot of obvious reasons. Spread the links, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread the live feeds and buy the products. InfoWarsStore.com as well. That's how you help fund this operation. We'll also tell you later how you can get Robert Mueller, Aaron Boyd of the New World Order. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to get back into Robert Mueller and his real history, which is public, but most people don't know it, to understand why he's this operative for the deep state, for the Clintons and others, and why he's so dangerous and so arrogant. The prosecutor they're using is Hillary Clinton's attack dog. There's an article on Infowars.com about that right now. But my producer was asking this. For a lot of folks that don't know, you have a very conservative background. You're in Louisiana, though. I know a lot of places you can't get elected as a Republican, just the way they've gerrymandered things. So briefly, tell folks for a minute or two how you fell down the rabbit hole and why you are a Democrat.
Well, I'll start by saying this. Alex, I'm very disappointed in the lack of moral compass of many of the National Democrats in Washington, D.C. You know, in the Old South, Democrats a generation ago were people that were for a fair shake for working families, believed in God, against abortion, and just, you know, wanted working families to have access to justice and a fair shake. Unfortunately, the Democratic Party, especially on the national level, has moved towards atheism, evolution, abortion, amorality, taking away our Second Amendment rights. And perhaps above all, or one of the most significant factors, is government programs are the solution for every problem. I don't believe any of those things. I do, as an old-fashioned person, I still believe that it's important for working families to get a fair shake in the justice system and in the taxation system, in the courts and the media. But I share your disappointment in what's going on at the national level in Washington.
Sure. Well, I know how. There are some districts and areas around the country where you've got some Democrats that are more conservative than most conservatives. You just never see them in the national spotlight because the media doesn't want people to know that. So it's good to know there are still a few Democrats out there now. And there's also some Republicans that act like the worst leftists. So people like John McCain. Let's get back into Robert Mueller, because a lot of people want to jump off a cliff when they hear about Robert Mueller. They're sick of it. They know it's bull. That's not the story, as you were saying. And you're detailing just in the few minutes we had all the proof of cover-up for cover-up. He's the guy that's brought in, and your book just runs through it all. And then into all the laws they broke to illegally surveil Trump, and then they used the new Russia investigation as a cover for all the illegality there, and then the lack of prosecution of Mueller, of Hillary, just the brazenness where these people are supposedly more powerful than the president, all because they've got so many dead bodies under their belt.
Well, they need to be taken to task. We've talked about Whitey Bulger, Pan Am 103. We know that President Bush Sr. brought Mueller in to basically sweep criminal activity under the rug, under the carpet, and make sure that the major players in BCCI got a slap on the wrist. And did that question ask these questions about Robert Mueller's morality after 9/11? He helps whisk the bin Ladens and ranking Saudis, who actually had some potential culpable knowledge about 9/11, helps take them, fly them out of America, yet he goes ahead and corrals hundreds of hapless immigrants to New York City who had nothing to do with 9/11 and basically helps supervise their abuse in New York City jails. So we question Robert Mueller's morality. We question his math. He makes mounts a major prosecutorial attack on Paul Manafort for apparently a few million dollars of tax monies or monies that were misspent. But yet when it's the BCCI folks committing fraud, money laundering, supporting drug operations to the tune of billions of dollars, where's his math? So he's going to fly off the handle over a few millions, but when the stakes financially, economically, are thousands of times higher, he goes ahead and gets tired and is willing to take orders from the people that don't want the higher-ups held to account. So we question his morality, we question his math, we question his memory, and specifically, and I laud in my book, I acknowledge specifically the work of your outstanding colleague, Jerome Corsi. He shows that not only did Robert Mueller, according to State Department cables, hand-deliver highly enriched uranium to a tarmac in Russia, according to Jerome Corsi. In addition to that, he basically took a dive and allowed the Clintons to accumulate and later transmit to the Russians 20% of America's uranium interest. So if we want to talk about real Russian collusion, not fake news Russian collusion, but real, Mueller's right in the middle of it.
And let's expand. That's separately confirmed about the uranium, but he claims, well, Hillary ordered him, so it was okay. It's just crazy. You've got real tarmac meetings. Let's remember, Corsi believes he will be indicted Friday by Mueller. So you write a book about Mueller and crushing the deep state, and you get indicted by him. I mean, how obvious is this? And then the Democrats talk about Trump's war on the press when Obama put hundreds of whistleblowers and journalists in prison for nothing. These people are sick.
You're right. No, it is an outrage. And, you know, Mueller, he not only allowed, stood down is a good term, to allow the Clintons and the Russians to go ahead and make transactions on 20% of America's uranium interest. He also allowed the Clintons to receive probably, you know, $100 million or several hundred million dollars from the Russian interests in connection with them selling out America's uranium interests. Ruby Ridge, we know that the federal agents shot up Randy Weaver's family. They shot him in the back while he was unarmed and looking at the body of his teenage son who had been shot in the back and killed by a submachine gun wielded by a federal agent. We know that federal agents shot Randy Weaver's wife in the head as she was standing in the doorway of their Ruby Ridge cabin, holding her 10-month-old daughter, excuse me. And what was Mueller's, and of course, I want to be clear, Mueller was not in charge of that investigation or that assault. But according to the New York Times, Mueller's response afterwards was not, why are federal agents shooting up a family in Ruby Ridge, Idaho? His response is, how dare anyone criticize federal agents for shooting an unarmed woman while she's holding a 10-month
baby? Oh, yeah, no, Mueller thinks he's God, and they worship him in D.C., all the little sycophants and cowards. Let's continue on.
9/11. He was brought in by President Bush Jr. 1 week before 9/11. And if that's coincidental, I think the viewers have to decide for themselves. What we do know is that he came in, and instead of investigating 9/11, he covered up 9/11. True investigative efforts to, for example, go out to San Diego and detail the fact that an FBI asset was providing a place to stay and money.
And credit cards to the hijackers. The truth was the hijackers were being protected.
Thank you.
Mueller comes in. John O'Neill was exposing it. He dies on 9/11, a good FBI agent, deputy head of counterterrorism. Deputy Director, Head of Counterterrorism. So we'll come back and talk about all that. And then Mueller came in and covered up the good FBI agents saying we were ordered to stand down. We'll talk about it more when we come back. We haven't even gotten into the current stuff, the anthrax cover-up, all the patsies, the bizarre deaths there. It just goes on and on. Robert Mueller. Oh, and where do people find Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order, John?
Well, Alex, thank you. It's RobertMuellerErrandBoy.com, RobertMuellerErrandBoy.com, or, of course, Amazon, either one.
Absolutely. And get it, read it, and then give it to the local library so a bunch of other folks read it. This man is a monster, an un-American enemy of this country. And his little errand boy, Phil Mudd, says they're going to kill the president. Mueller is really a CIA assassin from Vietnam.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible.
Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Really mad right before my deplatforming when it come out in the news that Robert Mueller was using Jeffrey Epstein, the procurer of young girls for sex on these rape islands they have, and that Mueller was using him as an informant to set people up. So I said, by extension, if you know something's going on, you let it happen, that he is aiding and abetting the rape of children, which we know they use these sex crimes to control people. And boy, the media said, Jones says Mueller is raping children. Now I said, no, he didn't do that. He just knows what's going on, which is the same thing. So you can add that to the repertoire of everything he's involved in. And just everybody's so scared of this dirty, ugly, stupid killer. And his family involved in the Kennedy assassination and all the rest of it. This guy is a, you know, big establishment, super rich, fat cat. And you know what? He'll face God. He'll face God. There is a heaven. There is a hell. He will face God. God will bring judgment on Robert Mueller. And again, I don't have fun poking criminals like this, but everybody else needs to learn not to be cowards. Because they get off on this and how, oh, you can't talk bad about his majesty. You can't talk bad about him. There is an epic disconnect between the Robert Mueller described by the mass media and officialdom as a model of public propriety and the Robert Mueller documented by independent researchers, a chronic collaborator with career characterized by cover-ups, corruption, and inconceivable conduct, an ever-willing instrument of the deep state. You need to read the book, folks, because we're here understanding who these monsters are and the arrogance of Mueller believing that he could go and take on Trump and the populist movement and all this. Well, guess what? They are. They're stealing elections everywhere. They're calling for war. They're out of control. They're crazy people. And continuing through his history, you got State Senator John Milkovich. John Milkovich for Senate.com is his website. And he's, you know, written Robert Mueller, Aaron Borff, the New World Order. It's important to, you know, to drill in and to see who runs these ridiculous witch hunts. And again, to have his main prosecutor in the witch hunt be Hillary Clinton's former personal attack dog. Why not just have Hillary do it? I mean, these people are so arrogant, John.
Well, they've gotten away with a lot. And I appreciate you touching on Mueller's culpability in the cover-up of the events of 9/11. We know that not only did he, post 9/11, try to stop. In fact, a former state senator, Senator Graham from Florida, basically said that, look, we wanted to go to San Diego and find out what an FBI informant is doing, providing cover and shelter for a Saudi terrorist, and Mueller tried to stop him. We know also that when the 9/11 commission was hearing witnesses' testimony, that Mueller was sending minders to that testimony to try to intimidate federal agents and witnesses that knew things from telling what they knew. And we know that Mueller, that the FBI agents that were blowing the whistle on a that were trying to stop a oncoming terrorist attack, that they were punished, lost their security clearance. Essentially, some of them drummed out of the FBI. However, the agents that are willing to lie, take orders, do the wrong thing, they get promoted, they get raises, they get money. Let's talk about anthrax. Anthrax, of course, five people died. Horrible thing. It coincidentally or not, two of the anthrax samples were directed to senators that were opposing mass surveillance of law-abiding American citizens. We know that initially the government, federal government, tried to say, well, this is the bin Laden clique, and the scientific community quickly came to the fore and said, look, that Mideasterners in caves do not have the technology and the science and the capability to produce anthrax.
They don't have the giant centrifuges. They don't have the systems to produce it to microscopic levels and then make it be aerosolized.
There you go. That's exactly right. And in addition, Alex, after the scientists blew that first theory out of the water, then Mueller, people are saying that this has to be an American lab that's doing work with American intelligence, American military. Well, that looks bad if we have an American lab that's doing black ops, killing people with anthrax. So Mueller said, well, we can't have that. That's going to look too bad if we get the proof that an American lab that's doing intelligence work is actually killing people. And by the way, anthrax, some people think it was part of the agenda behind this, insofar as it could have been a black op, was to encourage the passage of legislation that would take away American liberties, the Patriot Act and associated. So anyway, what happens? They try the caveman theory. That doesn't work. The arrow starts pointing toward American labs. That's getting very politically incorrect. So what do? They pick on a scapegoat, Bruce Ivins. And what does the scientific evidence show? The best top biochemists in the world that work with these types of spores say there's no way one man could have done it. Richard Spurzel, one of the top spore biochemical experts who works with the United Nations said, look, it would take me a year over a year with my own lab, all the resources and my own team to try to come up with this highly weaponized aerosolized anthrax.
And now we know where it came from, Fort Detrick, Maryland, at the big supply base.
Right. They pointed at Ivins. He didn't have the team. He didn't have the know-how. He didn't have the technology. Scientific analysis of his anthrax sample showed that they were clearly scientifically, chemically distinct from the anthrax that was used. And the guy has no motive. Why did they pick on him? This is a theory that I mentioned in the book. He did have some emotional problems from a difficult childhood. He had a therapist that was an ex-drug addict or present drug addict who the FBI leaned on, and she was willing to sell out her own patient. So all of a sudden, they can discredit him, basically impugn him, scandalize him, slander him before the case ever gets to court. The bottom line is Bruce Ivins ends up dead before the case ever goes to court, which that's very fortuitous because Mueller's investigation and prosecution and his evidence was falling apart. By the way, the FBI agent that led this investigation sued the FBI because he said the investigation was not, it wasn't a cover-up, and that they covered up evidence that showed that Ivins done it. So, but anyway, bro.
I'll repeat that. Repeat that because you're Skype.
The official story is he committed suicide. Okay.
Go back about 20 seconds.
Another, okay. Well, the former FBI agent, Alex, that was leading the anthrax investigation, at least nominally, he actually sued the FBI for trying to shut down a real investigation. He said that the FBI, under Mueller's leadership, sabotaged the anthrax investigation. He filed the whistleblower suit. And, of course, Bruce Ivins conveniently died right when Mueller's anthrax investigation was about ready to be subject to public scrutiny.
They crammed a bunch of Tylenol down his throat. Now, a bunch of other people died, too. And we'll never even have time in the time we have left in this segment to get into the modern stuff he's done. The point is, he is the most corrupt FBI director probably ever, and that's saying a lot. And he is a globalist. You can see what you want about J. Edgar Hoover. He was not out to get rid of the country. And Mueller just is a monster. And, I mean, is that what spurred you? Because you kind of described that on the inside of the book, that studying how bad this guy is, then watching the media, you would think that, you know, he's second only to Jesus Christ. But in reality, he is a horrible thug.
He is. And of course, we haven't even gotten to Alex, the fact that he repeated the lie to the United States Congress to help get us in war, the weapons of mass destruction story put on fake news.
This is a super bad dude. He's always brought forward to really betray people and to launch wars that kill a lot of innocent people. And again, they always go, oh, Jones, you say you care about our military, but you're saying these wars are wrong. Yeah, our military didn't like them either. I'm for the military. I'm not for people lying to bring them to war. And then to take out regimes and put stuff even worse in, which is part of the plan to collapse the Middle East into Europe. We'll be back with some of the current stuff old Mueller's up to.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Final segment with John Malkovich, and then I've got. If you're a Democrat or Republican, if you're a Christian, you have discernment. You know, our guest is a Democrat from Louisiana, but he's a pro Second Amendment guy and a patriot. I was already familiar with his work, the book Robert Mueller, John Malkovich. He's written Robert Mueller, Aaron Moore, The New World Order. People can find that on his website. You'll have to come back or go on one of our other shows and do a whole hour just on part two, the modern stuff, which a lot of us know about. But just in a minute or two, or 3 minutes or so, we have time left. Other points you want to say about Mueller? Because I'm not going to say, oh, we're tough guys, we're macho guys, we're going against Mueller. I've basically been in D.C. at some of the biggest law firms and groups, and they literally say, man, you're crazy. Robert Mueller is a killer. He's vengeful. All these people. No, I know Hillary's evil. I know Mueller's evil. It's all these men that just think it's tough to act tough. But when it comes time to have moral courage, they have done it. I can't help it. In fact, my guts, don't at a certain level, don't like going up against Hillary and flying airplanes everywhere, saying Hillary for president and lock her up. We launched all that. At a gut level, I know it's dangerous. But at another gut level, We're going to lose our entire culture and our society if we don't start standing up. I mean, there's no end to these crazy people. My line in the sand is they want to teach five-year-olds that they're not a boy or girl. My line in the sand is they want to, you know, say my kids belong to the state. My bottom line is they want to say churches can't preach the gospel. I mean, my God, these people are crazy. I mean, doesn't Robert Mueller, all these crooks know they just can't keep trying to enslave us forever? So bottom line, I'm going to get a few other points to you. What was your line in the sand? Because I know you do a lot of, you know, stuff that's, quote, controversial to the establishment.
I just think that as we look, I came across multiple articles and documentaries by different journalists talking about specific episodes of corruption by Robert Mueller. But I kept coming after episode after episode after episode. At one point, I thought, you know, someone needs to try to bring the corruption together. We have not exhausted it. We haven't even talked today about the fact that Mueller went to the United States Congress and the American people and lied and said we need wall-to-wall, 24/7, total surveillance of all Americans. We need your phone conversations, your emails, your faxes, your texts in order to stop 9/11, which was another lie.
And now they've used that to politically persecute patriots and outsiders, really independents is what Trump is, trying to fix the country. Really, I mean, Trump, from my research, is really getting up there at bat. He believes if he just turns the economy back on and acts like a decent president, that America would unify. But sadly, I'm not sure. America may be so diseased by the mainstream media that I'm not sure we're not too far gone at some point. It's very sad.
Well, and I do think that what's happening, there is what we call an epic disconnect between the Robert Mueller that's presented in the mainstream media and his biography. His biography is corruption, callousness, and carelessness with the truth. So when you look at that dichotomy, so that's number one, that the absolute discrepancy or chasm between the presentation and the reality. Secondly, the fact that where do we find that he has the moral or moral credibility or integrity or character to conduct an investigation of this constitutional and historical magnitude? He does not. It's hard to conceive of anyone in America that would be less ethically qualified to conduct this investigation into President Trump. And I'll reiterate, and I think you, this is a theme of your media presentation, Alex, I applaud you for it. Donald Trump is an outsider. The globalists don't like him because he's standing up for an independent, sovereign, and free America. Mueller is no patriot. He's an anti-patriot. He's trampling the Constitution in investigation after investigation after investigation. The truth is collateral damage.
It's like a football game that never ends, but I care 1,000 times more. And we just see Trump trying to bring the country back, trying to bring people together, and then everything that the mainstream media says about him is really what they're doing, and just the increasing the lies and increasing the hate. It just surprises me that they've found enough people to be obstructionist and to lie like this. It just really scares me about how truly immoral the media class is.
You know, Alex, this is my perception, and I may be wrong, you may disagree with me, but there is a generational chasm in perceptions about President Trump. Our generation, I hate to say publicly how old I am, but let me say I'm certainly north of 40, is seeing this president and this presidency much different than people that are in their teens, 20s, and 30s. And of course, I think it's the educational system in America that's been given to Common Core, and the socialists have taken over, and the agendas, and my goodness, we have to be in the classroom.
Well, sure, because after all the corruption, the whole corrupt system's coming after him, and it's so obvious he's a lion surrounded by hyenas, and then people are just, some of them are rejecting it, even though it's obviously good for them.
I just think in our age group, there is a strong critical mass of people that understand that this president, for all of his mistakes and errors, and the only perfect man that we know of was nailed to a tree, we know that. But I really get the fact that he loves America. And I think we need to pray for the president to connect with ethnic minorities to a greater degree than ever before. And I think he's doing that.
Well, I can tell you, he's been a Christian But his faith has gotten much stronger, and he's been changed by all this. And, you know, his wife, obviously, is a driving force in that. They always act like she isn't supportive. It's the opposite. Okay? He wasn't going to run except Melania said, you got to do it. Okay? And I'm going to leave it at that. And Trump did get recruited by patriots who knew what was going on 5 years ago. They said, you got to do it. They were looking at taking Obama out. And then they made the decision to try to relaunch the Republic and turn the economy on and all this stuff. And it's just, it's going to be a mess. I'm telling you, civil war, folks, if we don't fix this peacefully. And that's why I'm willing to stick it out there, because the future is so horrible. I mean, we're talking nuclear war and stuff. Hillary was going to start wars. We've got 3 minutes left. You were getting into Lyft during the break, praying for the president, where all this is going, gut level, state senator, author of Robert Mueller, Aaron Boy for the New World Order, John Milkovich. Closing comments.
Well, you know, Alex, I want to thank you so much for your very courageous contributions to the public debate and bring into the fore the fact that we are, that there is corruption in this country, and that some of the people that are represented, as I say in the book, that Robert Mueller is depicted as a non-time press white shirt, Eagle Scout, Dudley Do-Right, just the opposite is true. And thank goodness for you and others like you that have the courage. We're able to go ahead and really expose the fact that he's a schemer, he's an operator, and he has been for at least 30 years. And I want to close with this, if I may. You know, this book could be depressing because we see this man has this amazing power, so powerful and yet so very corrupt. It's very threatening to the Republic. But the really encouraging thing about this is the fact that so many writers and investigators, and by the way, we quote your investigative team, and federal agents and soldiers and veterans and the victims, the families of the victims of 9/11 have come forward and brought this information. I think this is a great book, not because I was involved, but because of all the people that sacrificed much and risked everything to bring these facts to the fore. And that's what we try to do, is compile the very courageous findings and investigative results of other folks. And we're going to continue to pray for you, Alex. We're going to continue to pray for our president, for Roger. I've never met him. I'm referring to him by his first name. I've never met him, but I've and Dr. Corsi. You know, it's very important that y'all have had the backbone to bring these issues to the fore.
Well, thank you. When I say depressing, it feels good to know you're there and the book's there and other people are standing up. It's just, it's beyond depressing. It's like it's an object. It's a creature in our way, threatening our whole existence, that is an abomination. And then they add the sickening gravy or the icing of the worship of him. And I see grown men scared of him. And the fact that he's tried to set me up about liberty to get into it, all of it, and they obsess over me, and I know I'm totally innocent, and then he's delivering uranium on tarmacs.
To the Russians. Is that Russian collusion? Taking highly enriched uranium? Don't hold your breath waiting for the mainstream media to report that.
I want to see him indicted. And, you know, if I have to put myself in danger to make sure that he gets brought to justice, so be it. But I'll tell these guys something. You know, they really have been breaking the rules of chivalry. And I really am concerned for everybody if this goes much further. Because I can tell you, there are a lot of people that aren't going to put up with this stuff anymore, and it's just that simple. Thank you so much, Senator, for coming on. We look forward to speaking to you again. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
We'll be back with Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in epic times. That word gets overused, but this is an epic time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with